Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth, the catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shaw. Snyder moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. Hamlin reaches third base with a triple. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kravitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hamlin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Snyder out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hamlin bunts towards first. Seavers fields the ball and throws to Kemmerer covering. Safe. Tuttle moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Frank Bauman now pitching. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Herbert moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Herbert moves to third. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Bauer now playing right field. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Kravitz settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kravitz. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kravitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Athletics. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Landis. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Turk Laun. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Dick Donovan now pitching. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score. Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.